These days, hip-hop is associated with gang violence and leering sexism, not jokes. But the earliest rap singles were considered novelty music. The founding tune, Rapper's Delight, was full of comedy passages. Music critic Milo Miles wants to counter today's harsh sounds with a review of three records that combine good beats with funny lines.
The old showbiz adage got it right. Comedy is hard. It's especially difficult assembling an album when all you play are turntables and snippets of other people's songs. But that's what Canadian DJ Eric San, who calls himself Kid Koala, does on his album Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. Many DJs manipulate or scratch vinyl records so that they talk and even tell stories. But Kid Koala is an ace who must have spent half a lifetime practicing. As he confesses, we're nothing but the nerds they say we are.
We're nothing but the nerds they say we are.
Part of the fun of listening to a sharp DJ collage like Carpal Tunnel Syndrome is how thoroughly a fragment of dialogue or music can be turned into something else, as when Kid Koala inserts a cartoon voice saying, "Scratchy, you got a problem." The flow of scenes and sounds is so delightful on tracks like Bar Hopper 1, you could only wonder, where did he find that stuff?
His first date. He wasn't quite sure what to do and what to say.
Ribbons, see for yourself. That's her.
Where?
Sitting right in front of us. That's Sharon.
Wow.
The most important thing is the first thing you say.
Hello.
What do you want?
I feel I might lay an egg any moment.
I beg your pardon?
What's a beautiful woman like you doing in a bar like this?
Peter, jerk.
Now, don't sugarcoat it. Just what is it you're trying to say?
I'll grow up!
The problem with Kid Koala is that his jokes are more verbal than musical, making Carpal Tunnel Syndrome almost a spoken comedy record. And you just don't play even the best of those too often. But in an era of attack comedy, Kid Koala is attractively lovable and modest. On the flip side, rapper MC Paul Barman proclaims himself an unappealing mess and proud of it. He calls his debut album, "It's Very Stimulating." His producer, Prince Paul, has been making sound movies for your mind ever since the first De La Soul album, and he makes sure that Barman's 20-minute CD develops grooves even as it portrays a goofball personality. Barman cheerfully admits that any girl who wants to get with him should expect bad sex and slapstick, and that he fantasizes lusty adventures because he doesn't have any in real life. All he gets is grief. He disrespects himself. Nobody remembers his name. Even his own fantasies put him down. But he's verbally gifted, raunchy, funny, and even well-read. Here he adopts a female persona.
Next, I took the express to 86 and Lex, flexed my metro back in my wall, and walked to the Metropolitan, the Great Hall. Had hundreds of boys straight out of 8-Ball. Wait, Paul Barman was posted at his station. He said for students it's a $5 just a donation. Our eyes met. It's nice to be hypnotized by a man you don't despise yet. He had a type of flow and I can't quite label it. All I know, it made me want to take off my cable knit sweater. Oh, he better be hetero. I hope they don't catch us in the Lila Atchison. Wallace Wing when Paulus brings the mattress in. Rudely, he backlashed my booty like I was Susan Faludi over the Great Serene Rogers room rostrum. When I want some, I get some. If I'm lost in the flotsam and jetsam, I'll draw some Lacoste alligators chasing an opossum. I'm freaking awesome.
A fellow named Curtis Jones calls himself Green Velvet, and his album of the same name combines the precise sound switches of Kid Koala with the vivid characterization of Paul Barman. Plus, you could actually play it at a dance party. Green Velvet comes out of Chicago house music and Detroit techno, and his synthesizers have the woozy, even wistful tone typical of those styles. But he's a very atypical storyteller.
There are things I conceal. Oh, how I wish I could reveal. But I know if they are told, I'll allow myself to be controlled.
All the jokes on the Green Velvet album are equally off-kilter, disturbing. In the tune Flash, prying parents are invited into a rave club to see their children getting decadent. Mom and Dad's flashing cameras provide part of the rhythm track. On Answering Machine, Green Velvet gets one horrible bad news message after another until Going Out Dancing is the only sane release. But Green Velvet keeps the tone light, as when he dreams of being reincarnated as a water molecule so that he could flow anywhere and inside anyone. Like Paul Barman and Kid Koala, Green Velvet offers a timely reminder that at least on occasion, you should smile when you dance.
Milo Miles is music editor at rock.com.